Listening to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast.
Are you the one on Sheridan? Sheridan? The fuck would you go to the one that's not close to the damn house? God damn!
Ape erection? How is that a theme? I want to be an ape. How about that?
You go to college for free. You bang any guy you want. Whatever. It's good. That's really all I actually want. Those two things.
Free college and banging men.
Like what's going to happen when you're gone? Then I'm just going to have to hang out with Lucas all the time. I'm going to have to bring him food late at night. I'm going to have to rub his back and listen to his moose sounds.
I literally do none of these things.
I don't even make moose sounds.
That's what I imagine your friendship is like.
Maybe kids are listening to this in like college for like psychology classes. Like, don't do this. This is a crazy person, dude.
Welcome to the Rowdy Rouse and the Boys podcast. Today is Wednesday, August 5th, 2020.
There we go.
I got the date right here.
That was the best attempt you've ever done.
Yeah. Here we are in the midst of quarantine. We got Nick and Mike.
We got our mask on.
Yeah. Yeah,
as far as you know.
The audio quality is very good, despite the fact that we have our masks
on. The mics are in the mask.
All right, so what's been new, Mike?
Oh, God. So, quarantine, this is really, like, we tried that failure of the podcast through Zoom, which
really?
I don't even know if you posted.
Really, it was only a failure because I didn't post it. That was the main issue. I'm just a piece of trash.
So, okay, we tried this, but it didn't happen. But quarantine's been so much fun for me. I've watched so many series since it started.
I've been just so hilariously bored, like every single day, all the time. I'm just, oh, yeah, here we go, more TV.
You know what's funny, though? If this wasn't happening, I'd probably still be doing the same shit that I'm doing.
Probably most of the same stuff, yeah. That's fair.
Like, I don't know. What would I be doing?
But just, like, you don't have the option.
Maybe one of these days in the summer I would have went to Darien Lake
or
something.
Yeah, or like a bar, you know?
Oh, well, I'd be going to those.
I miss bars.
I do
bars
miss bars.
Bars are good. I don't know. I mean, I've been up to the same. So I moved. That was a big topic we were going to talk about. So I live in this apartment now. It's okay. It's got its ups and downs. It's got some randomness to it. So I live alone with a cat. He's like he's the boss, really. But I have this thing that was like once a skylight, but like they covered up the top. So like when it rains, you hear the rain very loudly like it's a skylight. But it doesn't have any of the aesthetic pleasures that a skylight provides, because it's covered up. So it's just, it's shitty, it's stupid, it gets, like, really warm in my kitchen. I have, like, three outlets in this entire apartment.
Yeah, this building was probably built before electricity.
Yeah, and you can tell, like, a lot of the stuff, they're just like, fuck it, paint over it.
Oh,
you know,
because
it's got, like, that Windspear House kind of vibe to it, where you look at some of the stuff, and you're like, this does
like,
not even...
Why would you paint that chimney white?
Yes, it probably looked fine before, you know? But, like you can tell, like, you know, like some of the moldings and stuff, like, they're starting to lose their profile because they've been painted over so many times that it's just becoming like a blob shape.
Yeah. So I moved right when quarantine started, too, and, like,
my house is nice, though. That's
my place is nice compared, but there are some definite, like,
things. You're paying almost double.
Well, that's why it's nicer.
Yeah, that's fair.
But, like, so... our landlords clearly are fixer-uppers themselves, but I don't know if they really know anything besides what they like learn from hands-on experience in YouTube videos. So we've got this lamp or this overhead light in our kitchen, and it's got a remote.
Fancy.
Yeah.
I don't have remotes for anything.
But like, it's all kinds of fucked up. You got to mess around and press different buttons to get the fan to go, and then like you can. There's like three settings on the light, and it's just weird, and it's so much dimmer than the rest of the light in the house. And then there's this one light switch for the stairs. You have to have it on in the one, like, it's got a light a switch downstairs and upstairs, so you can turn it on when you go up the stairs at night and turn it off. However,
dude, like, I feel like you're complaining about, like, first world problems. Meanwhile, I'm, like, living in, like, South Africa.
Oh, no, you're not.
I feel like I gotta walk five...
You got a heater.
I have a heater. I don't even have essentially... You gotta walk 5 miles to, like, get a glass of water, and you're like, oh, my Brita filter's broken.
Well, they also, they just do weird stuff. Like, they wired it wrong, so, like, you gotta turn it on only from the one area, and if you don't turn it off the right way, you can't turn it back on from upstairs.
There's definitely, like, that's, like, a wiring thing,
yeah,
for sure.
Yeah, he doesn't know what he's doing. And then we had an issue with the central air, first world problems.
Yeah, I have two air conditioners. I blew a fuse when I had them both on the first time.
That's rough.
Yeah.
So
I can't even change my own fuses. It's in the basement. That's a whole thing.
You know how air conditioners kind of just give off condensation?
Yeah, they pull.
And they like distill the water.
It depends what kind.
So there's this little plastic tubing that goes into a hole in the basement that it's supposed to run the water.
Like into the whatever.
Into the concrete. Yeah, okay. Like, I guess this is pretty common. For whatever reason, there was like an excess of water filled up. And it was overflowing into this and then going down, like, the basement kind of slopes to, like, the center, going towards the sub pump. So there's just this huge puddle of water right at the foot of the washer. And I'm like, son of a bitch, is the washer broken? So it took me a while to kind of, like, realize, because there's this trail left behind. I'm like, oh, so it's coming from this. So I let them know, and they're, like, trying to unclog it, and nothing's really happening. And I do some, like, asking around from people who know things. This just is concrete under there. There's no drain. So I don't know what he was trying to unclog.
Okay.
And he's pouring, like, Drano into it. I don't know. So he's like, okay, should be fixed. It got worse.
That makes sense.
I think the air conditioning was just producing way too much water, and I don't know if that's because we're using it a lot, or if there's a malfunction somewhere in there that's, you know, making it.
I mean, if it's not going to a drain, there's going to be water build up. Like, that's just...
So,
how
their
works.
Solution was to just grab a longer plastic tube and take it from the air conditioning, run it across our basement floor, directly into the sub pump.
Okay. I mean, I guess that
so
works.
So it works, but now I can't do anything with my basement. Like there's just this huge thing running across there, so I can't really, like, have entertainment, or people are going to trip over it.
Right, and I mean, now that you've, like... Yeah, I'd be worried about they're getting water on things. Like, I won't want to put anything nice down there.
Yeah, know? Well, I mean... You didn't see the basement. It's okay. It needs some work, but I'm not willing to do it because I'm renting the place.
Yeah, I wouldn't.
So, you know, like, I'm not going to try and, like, fix it up anything beyond what it is. I just use it for storage. But yeah, that's some of the ins and outs. Oh, and then our shower will sometimes sound like a power drill.
Mm. Dude, when my fridge turns on, like, you know, you hear the pump in the fridge turn on.
Yeah.
All the lights in my kitchen go dim.
Ah, you win. I don't have anything like that.
Well, do I want cold food or do I want power to the microwave? What? Like, go over there and turn the microwave on. The whole kitchen's going to go, like, really dim.
How did this place pass inspections?
I don't know, man. This is not wired for whatever I'm using. I don't even have one man. Imagine if, like, a few people lived here.
Right.
Like, this is technically two bedrooms.
Yeah, that could be a bedroom, couldn't it?
Legally, it's not because it doesn't have a closet. So I use it as an office.
But you could.
But I definitely, like, yeah, you know. But also, like, the French doors with the glass would be a little awkward unless you put, like, a...
So you just, yeah, you put the guy who's not having any sex in that room.
Yeah, exactly. So my room. But, that's what I've been up to. Been hanging dong. Such
some of the
living alone is kind of badass. I've never lived alone before.
It's the greatest.
You just don't have to wear clothes like ever, dude. Living alone and working from home for me is very dangerous because I don't ever have to do anything, dude. Like, mm-hmm. I can just not put a shirt on all day, make some mac and cheese. Get paid.
When I lived alone in South Carolina, that was awesome. Like, there was no fighting over the bathroom. There's no one to be pissed at too about messes because you're like, that's my mess, so like, I've got to take care of it.
You know what? That was me.
Yeah. Now, like, me and Sierra have this passive-aggressive, like, who's going to do the dishes type thing every night.
Yeah.
And always ends with, like, her being like, well, I'll empty the dishwasher if you load it up.
Oh,
like,
dishwasher.
I'm like,
there we go again.
Yeah, but we hand wash our pans and pots.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, you should.
Which is the bulk of the things, because, like, you know... She likes to make all these different things and involves all these different pots and pans, and I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
I gotta clean it. She's like, I cooked.
Dude, I think about that every time I cook now. Like, I'll pick up something, I'll be like, oh, what should I make? And then I'll, like, individually think of all the dishes it's going to create, and then I decide if it's gonna be worth making or not.
Well, living alone, though, that's, you could just leave it there. Like, in South Carolina, I'd make stuff, and I'd be like, I'll just throw it there, and, you know, if I get to it tonight, awesome. If not...
See,
I'll do it tomorrow morning.
I'm in this weird spot where I'm like a clean freak, sort of, but also I'm lazy. So, like, I want things to be clean. Like, if there's a mess, I'm going to clean it up.
Mm-hmm.
But also, like, I just don't want to clean.
Yeah,
so I'm stuck in this middle area where I'm just a lazy piece of shit.
I noticed.
Ordered for most, chicken wings.
Most of the quarantine, Sierra was also working from home. Like, we'll get into what I did during the initial part of quarantine. I don't even call it work.
A lot of jerking off.
But she was home. And, like, I don't know if it was just me subconsciously expecting her to do some more household chores, but, like, we would have this passive-aggressive of, like, who's going to do things? And I get resentful when it had to be me.
Yeah.
She's back to work now, finally, and today there was a sink full of dishes. I did them all. I didn't care. Like, I was like, okay, I don't know. It's just living alone, being by yourself, it's just a better feeling.
I don't like doing dishes, but I will say the thought of doing dishes is actually much worse than doing dishes actually is.
Like, yeah,
it doesn't take much time. If you're, like, a conscious
worst
person...
Worst things are cleaning, like, the bathroom or scrubbing down the stove.
I did do that. The oven wasn't clean when I moved in here. And so I cleaned it. I thought I did a good job cleaning it. And then I made some croissants in the oven. And it looked totally... I totally did not get all the oven cleaner out of there.
Oh, no, so it's no.
I took one bite of the croissant and they had, like, soaked up all of the fumes. And I was like, I might die. I should contact poison control. I'm going to clean this oven again.
Oh, man.
Because, like, you can't see it because it sprays on clear. You leave it in there. You wipe it off. But then when you turn the oven on, you can see the wipes.
Aren't you supposed to, kind of, like, burn it off?
It depends which one you get. There's, a lot of different ones. But that was what that one wanted me to do. But, yeah, dude. So I had to clean that again. So that was fun. That was exciting.
A lot of adventures being here.
But yeah, so what was your quarantine like?
Oh, so, okay. There was so much. Watched so many series. Remember Beast Wars?
Yes, of course.
Watched all of that. I forgot how bad the special effects were.
Yeah, in 2020,
it's not. I will say, I don't know if it's because I got used to it, or it honestly got better as the series progressed. Maybe they had a better budget. It looks better as it goes.
Hmm.
What else did I watch? I watched Avatar, because that was on Netflix, and like
everyone was talking about that. Yeah, I still haven't watched that.
You've never seen it all?
I mean, I know all the characters. Like, I've probably seen, like, a dozen episodes to the point where, like, you know, you're talking about Appa and you're talking about Aang, and I'm like, I know these motherfuckers.
It's probably one of Nickelodeon's greatest achievements, and the fact that, like...
Nobody has anything bad to say about it, so, like, I 100% agree.
Yes, it's a phenomenal story.
Characters,
all the main characters have, like, really good growth throughout.
During quarantine, I've watched very little TV. I watched BoJack Horseman, that was it.
That's all I've done is watch TV.
Like, I just can't, like, I sit around all the time, but, like, I can't commit to watching a TV show. Because, like, then I'm committing to sitting around. If I'm just sitting around doing nothing, then there's the chance that I'll get up and go for a walk or do something, you know?
What else? Oh, Sierra and I watched It's Always Sunny all the way through.
Oh, wow.
Yep.
Wow, big time.
We did the show called Big Love. It's a HBO original about this guy who's a polygamist. And, like, that was weird.
That's badass.
Four seasons.
I watched Tiger King.
We watched that, too.
I mean, that was several months ago now.
That was going on for like four months. That was peak quarantine.
Yeah. That's because it was the beginning. So everyone was, like, locked in their
house.
Yeah,
they're like, I can use a break.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah. You know? Now we're just like, yo, come on.
I want to go somewhere.
I just want to go to the bar.
I thought I'd play more video games than I have, but especially with the Pokemon DLC, but I haven't even touched that yet.
I'm selling my Pokemon. But all I've played is Rocket League.
I found out I'm good at Rocket League.
That pisses me off.
I'm secretly an ace.
I hate that you're so good at Rocket League with the ball cam. You're doing it entirely wrong, but somehow you're good.
I don't use ball cam.
It's wild. I mean, so to contextualize it, I mean, for the listeners who are, they're all going to be the people that, whatever. You have ball cam on and it follows the ball. And when you have it off, you have to, like, manually track the ball yourself the whole time. So it's just this chaotic mess of just quick pans and shit. And somehow Mike has, like, mastered it. And it's terrible to watch, but he succeeds at it somehow.
I don't know. It's just more comfortable. You know, I'm thinking about it. I suck at games like Halo, Call of Duty, because it's all first person, which is basically what ball cam is. But, like, yeah, I'm okay at a game that's third person shooter. Not the greatest, because I'm not very good at those. But, like, that's probably what it is. I need to see where I am. I need to see the car.
Yeah.
And I don't know. I need to see the peripherals around it.
Like watching you play it, it like totally
put everything. It is disorienting.
It put everything into perspective about like the way you play and the things you are good at. Like, it makes sense that you would have a harder time in net and stuff because like you have to like, you know, turn to the ball, and it makes sense that you would be better on offense, like the dribbling and stuff you're really good at, because that's like when you do that, you're supposed to turn ball cam off. It all clicked for me when I was watching you play. I was like, I see how you become what
Aaron
you are.
Play.
Was that she bad?
You were sitting next to her.
She was bad.
She also
didn't remember stuff, dude. I forgot we planned this podcast today.
She also decided to not play in ball camp. I don't think she knew what she was doing. That was disorienting because she had no, like, she wasn't going after the ball. I don't know what she was doing. That made me feel sick.
That's fair. Dude, I completely forgot we like planned this thing. Like, you texted me and I was like, oh yes, the podcast that we planned. Did I suggest this?
Well, we talked about it a while ago, and then I'm like, there's nothing going on, so I asked you a pause, and you're like, yeah, well, all right, we'll do it one of these days. I'm like,
I really don't care. Like, I mean, I don't fucking do anything, man. I haven't left this house in, like what day is it, Wednesday? In 2 days. I haven't left the house in 2 days. I haven't showered.
What else I've been doing?
I smell good.
I'll save the Ancient Aliens thing, because, like, we can actually riff on that. Tecmo Super Bowl.
I saw that, so it's the updated roster.
I found an emulator that actually works with a USB controller. I downloaded the original, and then I downloaded the updated roster. So I'm playing today. You can, like, do seasons, and on the updated version, it's actually the season. So I'm playing as the Bills. It's last year's season. Destroy the Jets. They're awful. Josh Allen's not too great either. Like, he's very inaccurate in this game. So if you want a challenge, I guess play as the Bills. Their defense is stout, though.
That's good. That's how it should be, really.
Then week two, didn't really have any issues, but, like, there would be one play every drive from the Giants where Saquon Barkley would just make me his bitch. Like, he'd just bust it and run, like, 80 yards. There was one play where he fucking caught, like, a 60-yard bomb. I'm like, what am I supposed to do? I called run defense because I thought that's what was going to happen.
Botch.
So I ended up just squeaking that one out because I was able to shut them down for a drive where they kept running up the middle. Then I get to week three against the Bengals. No real issue. Week four, Patriots. I stopped them for a big loss on first down. I'm about to tackle them for a safety on second down. I hit the guy. He fumbles. I'm like, I'm going to recover this for a touchdown and get off to a 7-0 lead. Julian Edelman picks it up. Runs 100 yards, 4 touchdown.
That's tragic.
And I'm like, what the fuck? And I'm trying not to lose my shit because it's the second play of the game.
I would lose my shit, dude.
But my neighbor probably heard me going, what the fuck? Because I did scream that out.
I do that. I do that when I play Rocket League at like 2 in the morning. I'll just be like fucked up and I'll be like, God fucking damn it.
So then, like,
oh, forgot.
So then, they kick off to me. I'm running the kickoff back. There's no touchback in this game.
Okay.
So if it's in the end zone, you better run it back. So I'm at the...
So do they have the rules of when Tecmo was made?
It's still the same. Like, everything's the same except the rosters
are different.
And, like, they made some modifications where you can, like, sub out your playbook during the game. Because originally there was only four run plays.
Yeah.
Pass plays. So you can swap it mid-game.
It makes sense that they can't change the rules.
Yeah.
At least as easily through, like, a mod.
I was hoping maybe there would be some way to do that, but nope. So you have to run it out. I'm at, like, my 10-yard line. I fumble the kickoff.
How? So it's
just random. As far as I know, fumbling's random. Like, I guess there's stats for guys and, like, ball control, but there's been times where
I'm surprised there's that many, like, things that are happening in this game that's this old. Like,
yeah.
Fumbles and all this shit.
Yeah, well, so I'm like, fuck. And I don't know if he's got bad ball control. I've heard that if you
win... Who
was
returning?
Roberts.
He's good. He's supposed
to
be good.
He's supposed to be, like, one of the best returners. He's actually been one of the players I can get kickoff returns with. I mean, I guess I shouldn't complain because the game before, he fumbled again, but Cole Beasley picked it up because they just recycle players, and I ran it like 80 yards for a touchdown on that kickoff.
Nice.
But, you know, I just fumble, and now the Patriots have it at like my 8-yard line, and then fucking Sony Michel runs it in. I'm down 14-0. I battled back all first half just to get 7 because Josh Allen, again, is just wildly inaccurate in this game. And then I shut them down all game. I shut them down all game until, like, the fourth quarter. I throw a pick, and then the next play they go up 21-7. And I'm pissed off, and I lose. And then the next game, same bullshit starts happening to me against the Titans, and I'm just like, I'm done. I hit. I closed. I rage quit. I'm not above it.
Neither am I. Do you see me in Rocket League? I never really played Tecmo. I mean, I did. I've played it a couple times, but I never owned Tecmo. I played NFL Blitz a lot.
That was a fun game.
That was fucking sick, because there was just no rules. Like, the end of the play is over, and you just, like, full-on hit-stick somebody, and then they'll fly 10 yards.
I love that game, too, because it, like, really wanted you to score, so, like, they got rid of... Well, they had the extra point, but it was just, like, a do-nothing play. Take it, or you could go for two.
Yeah, exactly. The extra point was automatic, and if you wanted to go for two, you could.
Yeah
there was, like, three plays. It was, like, da-bomb, crisscross.
I always enjoyed, like, wasn't that game also not a full roster? Like, I think you had, like, three offensive linemen or something.
Yeah.
And then all the skill positions still were there.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, it was a fun game.
That was good. I'm kind of want to see if that's out there available for purchase.
You know what I liked a lot as a kid? Backyard football. I don't know if you ever played that.
Like NFL Street?
No, like when it was like the kids' versions of the NFL players.
Oh, no.
You don't remember those games? Backyard Sports? You can get it on anything. I had it for the PC.
Oh, okay.
I
played Madden on the PC back in the day.
Oh, I didn't know Madden was on
PC. Madden 04 was the first one I got.
The first Madden I played was like 95 on the SNES.
Dude, I was 2. I was not playing Madden 95.
You know, I got it down the line. It may have been 98. It may not have been 95. But yeah, it was an interesting game. That's a lot how the Game Boy Advance games played Madden. Because I had Game Boy Advance, like, 05 version or something.
Hmm. Well, we have a litany of topics and, like, 10 minutes left.
Oh, shit.
Makes it, like, 8 minutes.
Well, should we address the fact that Lucas died?
Lucas died.
He had COVID.
Lucas had COVID and died.
So, condolences. You can send flowers to... What's Mountain Head's address?
In lieu of flowers, Venmo donations can be sent to Fix Pops. That's like one of my favorite like setups for a Twitter joke is such and such happened. In lieu of flowers, send me money.
All right, I'll talk about my comic book problem really quick.
Sure.
So, in this COVID quarantine bullshit, whatever you want to call it. No Comic-Cons have been happening naturally because people can't gather.
Yeah, so you're sending stuff to get graded.
So
right?
The companies are like having in-house private signings, which I am taking advantage of because I honestly think it's better than me trying to like, I'm going to try and go to Boston for a weekend and stand in line all day to maybe get this signed.
So this wasn't something they did regularly before?
I think they have here and there in the past, but it's never, I don't know, I've only been getting into the graded stuff recently. As far as I know, it's never been like this where they have a bunch of people. So I've spent a lot of money that I'd rather not say in case Sierra hears on getting books graded. So again,
they cost like $5 each. It's not a big deal.
Not to get graded.
Yes, or, it's $5. Sierra, don't worry about it. It's cheap.
So if you...
It's cheaper than makeup.
You know, want to help me stop Trump from getting these comic books, because again, comic books against Trump is still active.
All you gotta do is just toss Trump in there and you'll get donations from some people.
I gotta resurrect it, and then I gotta make comic books for Trump so I can play both sides.
Yeah, exactly.
I don't know if you've seen the meme going around.
Create an alias.
Where it's like a girl wearing a mask. It's like, I don't want to wear this fucking thing or something like that. And then under it's Mac from Sonny, and he's just like, I'm playing both sides, yeah. So I always win.
Yeah. You don't tell me you're playing both sides. I just watched that episode the other day. That's the one where they steal Frank's blood.
So if you hate Trump, go and donate to Comics Against Trump. If you love him, donate to Comics for Trump.
Yes, it's all the same Venmo account, but it gets distributed.
It's GoFundMe, you know. There'll be two different ones.
It's a good move. It's a good plan. So how's DoorDash been going? You've been doing that.
That's I've been doing
that's been
it.
Your
that's,
comic book fund,
that's
right?
Been what's funding these endeavors. Plus, I bought a king-size mattress when I moved into my new place.
Oh, Lord.
And I have all the money set aside to pay that off right away because I financed it.
My mattress cost like $200.
So did my old one, but that wasn't good enough for my girlfriend. So
that's how it goes.
We got a new one. But you know what? I love it. She's not on top of me anymore. It's adjustable, so we can like sit up in bed and watch TV. And it was actually a decent deal because I got the bed and the frame.
See, here's the thing. Once you experience comfort, you can't go back.
Getting the mattress was a nightmare. Fucking, so, okay. Sierra and I move in to this place right before the shutdown really hit. Like, I got the keys to the place the day that the Erie County or governor, whoever was announcing schools are closed and all that.
Yeah, it was probably like the last week.
It was mid-March.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's when I got the keys, and like I was there cleaning out the apartment and stuff, you know, sanitizing things. And we had just bought the mattress the weekend before. And it was scheduled to be delivered later in the month because I didn't think we'd get the keys so early.
Right.
Apparently, whoever was there before left, and the landlords are cool with us moving stuff in, even though we didn't start paying till April.
That's nice.
I wish I would have set it up early.
I had one day. I had one free day, and then I had to start doing
it. Oh, we had like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And so I was putting off moving in fully until the mattress came, and I'm trying to call these people because everything starts shutting down, right?
Yeah, so stuff's hard to get.
I'm like, son of a bitch, mattress delivery is not going to be essential. I need to try and get this here early. And they're like, the best we can do is move it up a day. And I'm like, you fools, it's going to be closed tomorrow. The world ends tomorrow. So I'm like, don't bother. And then they call me like a week later. Hey, we're not going to be able to deliver this. And I'm like, I knew this already.
I told you this.
You know, I moved my old bed there because I'm like, I'm not going to pay all this money to not live there. So I'm like, Sierra, you got to deal with the old bed. So we moved that there. And April goes by. And now it's like mid-May, and I think that's
Jesus Christ, just
about when we start getting into like phase one and stuff, maybe?
Yeah, probably.
So I'm like, I wonder where this falls. So I try and call and find out things. Apparently me doing that was a huge disaster, because whoever took my call rerouted my order to Queens Hill, New York, which I was told is near Albany.
Yeah, I don't know where that is.
So, you know, he's like, set it up for a date, and it never came.
It's in Queens Hill. Go get yourself.
So I'm trying to like not freak out on the mattress people because I realize a lot of it's not their fault. So I call back. I'm like, hey, you were said it was supposed to be delivered for this day. The day's half over. I never got a confirmation call or email or anything. What's going on with it? So that's when they kind of tell me, oh, yeah, well, the frame's in stock, but it's in Queens Hill. And the mattress is in stock until next week. I'm like, what the? So, and, like, I'm trying to, again, not freak out on people, right? Because, like, it's not their fault.
I feel like this ultimately leads you to you freaking out. That feels like this is where this is going.
Because, like, I was thinking about what would my dad do in this situation. And my dad would be like, he'll be the kind of guy who calls the cable company, and he's like, I'm not happy with this, and then somehow walk away with a better promotional deal than you can get
at
Walmart. So I'm, like, ready to, like, do that. I'm, like, ready to be like, what are we going to do to make me happy? And Sierra's like, don't be a dick. Don't be a dick. And I don't so much as say, like, how are we going to make me happy? I'm like, well, can we do something, though? And they're like, well, you know, we'll refund your mattress pad because I bought that outright the day of the initial purchase. So they, like, they didn't even refund me, though. They just took it off the amount I financed, which that was another disaster.
Yeah. Okay.
But it finally came, like, 3 months after I bought
it. That's wild. 90 days. And I mean, the world wasn't over for a little
while. Yeah, I was very understandable for, like, the first, you know, 40 days of it. But after we started getting into, like, things reopening, especially when I start calling these stores and they're like, we're open.
Just come get one.
Well, then, can you bring me one?
Yeah, that does suck.
No, we can't do that.
Damn it. That's funny.
So that was, That was the highlight of it. But yeah.
Yeah. My box spring broke when I moved in, so it cranks so bad every time I lay on my bed now.
Nice.
It sucks.
Like it's, right down the middle crack?
Crack? It's at the very edge of it. So, like, unless you're, like, sitting on the end of the bed, it's not really noticeable.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, when I roll around, it's just like... So God forbid I ever have somebody over.
Do you have a full or a queen?
It's a full.
Oh, I was going to say, were you at my house when that lady came and bought my old bed?
Yeah. We were talking about that? That's fucking weird, man. That's weird. Nobody buys a used mattress.
So, yeah.
That's like underwear.
I've got this mattress that is only like 2 years old.
It's weird.
And like, I ideally wanted to keep it and turn one of the extra bedrooms in my 3-bedroom apartment into a spare room. but I wasn't willing to give up my office, and Sierra didn't want it in her spare room. So I'm like, whatever. I'll throw it up on the Facebook Marketplace for, like, 2 weeks to see if there's any takers, and if not, I'll throw it out. Whatever. Well, somebody did want it.
That's fucked up, man.
And not only did they wanted it so bad that they drove an hour from East Aurora to come get it.
Yeah, shit.
In the middle of COVID.
That's fucked up, man. That's, I don't like that at all. I hope you cleaned your house after that place left.
I was just happy to get the $50.
Yeah, $50 for something you're gonna throw in the trash.
Yeah,
that's so nice. That's fucked up. So note to self. Toss my mattress on the fucking marketplace.
Yeah, you know, give it a week or two, see if there's any biters, and, you know, if they got it, you're good.
Yeah. Fucking wild. All right, well, I did want to keep this brief, so any closing remarks before we wrap?
Send donations to Thick Spouse for Lucas.
Yes, at Thick Spouse. Condolences.
In fact, tweet your condolences. What is his new Twitter?
I think it's still Pluto Floor, actually.
Hang on. Damn it.
It's old. Well, he's got a porn account now. He's got a regular account and a porn account. Even in death, he's tweeting out porn.
All right. Tweet your condolences at Pluto4. All one word. Four as in F-O-U-R. Rip Lucas, throw him a tweet. And
this podcast is dedicated to Lucas.
1992 to 2020. You'll be missed, Lucas.
Plus.
All right, that's been the podcast. Fuck off, Rip Lucas.